Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media as the Orioles count down to the start of the ALDS at Camden Yards.
I'll start off. We're going to... So those two starting pitchers for Saturday and Sunday, we're going to start Bradish game one and Grayson game two. And that's where we're going to do this weekend.
There you go. All right. The second row on your left, Brandon.
Brandon, what about Kyle Bradish and the season that he had allows you to have the confidence in him to go out there for game one?
Well, just how he's thrown the ball this season. I mean, and the improvements he's made over the course of the year and the improvements he's made from last year, and he just had so many good starts for us, and we love his stuff. I like his makeup. He's pitched in some meaningful games down the stretch and pitched extremely well, and we feel we have a lot of confidence going with him going into game one.
And Brock,
are you proud of the way your guys seem to be handling all this? It's new for most of them, and it doesn't seem like the moment is too big.
Yeah, and you know, when we have so much inexperience and so many guys that have never had any sort of postseason experience, just today I got to the park. It's really loose, and that's a great sign. I think their workouts have gone really well the last few days. I don't feel any tension or guys feeling nervous about what we're about to. The game's coming up. But our clubhouse right now is pretty loud and seems very, very normal, like the regular season, and that's what I was hoping was going to happen.
I'll stay right there, Rich.
Brandon, you prepare painstakingly for each game. How much harder are you preparing for these games? How much more thought do you give to the rotation? Do you give to the starting lineup, like for game one?
You definitely put more thought into it, and we've had meetings about the roster we're going to set and what we see rotation wise and some different options there. So I've been working with our pitching guys and front office on just different ideas of going into this series. And we had to wait to see who were playing. And so, preparing really since we clinched, preparing for the few teams that we might face. And then when it became the Rangers, then obviously narrowed it down and just put more thought into it. And we haven't faced the Rangers since May. So, you know, that's a little different too. If we're playing the Blue Jays or the Rays, it would have been teams that we were very familiar with, but playing the Rangers and not having seen them in a while, you definitely put more work into watching and going over reports and those type of things with those players.
Stay right there.
You talked about the fan support at the workout the other day. Just how much buzz have you felt around the city this week and how excited everybody is for this?
Yeah, I think it's I know our guys are really enjoying that. I'm enjoying that, especially for where we came from. And, have our fans be proud of our team, have our fans enjoy watching us, and our fans have been just amazing this year with how positive they've been, and we're a fun team to watch, and I know that, you know, it's it makes you feel proud of that the city is rallied around our group, and just going out for dinner or whatever it may be, people walk up to you to say thank you. That means a lot. Just that workout the other day, I wasn't expecting what was it, 4,000 or 5,000 people here in the middle of the day on a weekday to just watch us practice. And so to see that and to hear the energy and feel the energy from the fans was pretty special.
Andy?
Brandon, you mentioned it's been like 4 or 5 months since you've seen Texas. How much has your team changed since May?
Well, I think we have the same core group of guys, but our pitching's a little different. I think our young pitchers have grown, and over the course of the year, Kyle Bradish has improved, Dean Kramer's improved. You know, Grayson's obviously improved a lot. Our bullpen's a little bit different. O'Hearn wasn't that middle of the order bat back then that he became that the last two thirds of the year, and such a great year he had, and such a great story. But I think we're pretty much the same club.
Second row.
Brandon, late in the year, the runs were harder to come by. Some individuals struggled a bit. Does that mean nothing now, or is there any cause for concern or adjustments needed?
No, I think it's everybody's hitting 0-0-0 right now, and postseason at bats are a little bit different. It's clean slate across the board, and we did have some guys kind of scuffling there, you know, to the last week or two, but you know that can turn around real quick. A big hit in a postseason game all of a sudden gets you going. So I want our guys just to relax and enjoy the moment and take the best at bats they can.
The fourth row on your left, Brendan.
Brendan, we see teams go under the kind of rebuild the Orioles have been through, you know, the process you guys have been through the past 5 years. It's less common that the manager survives that process. I was curious what lessons or perspective you've learned from the 100 loss days that have really helped you out now.
Well, it's not that much fun. Learn that. And to do it multiple years is really not fun. This is a lot more fun. I just appreciate them sticking with me and appreciate them believing in me. And like I've said a lot, Mike had a lot more patience during those years in a great way than I did. And there's some tough nights, and Mike had the big picture in mind. I've just appreciated our relationship and how he's put trust in me to like the way I ran the club, like the way I ran the game, to stick this through to when we got more talented, to have a shot to be in a situation like this. There's you learn a lot about yourself, honestly, when you go through years and nights like that where you're trying so hard to win a game during a tough series, just to win a game during a series. Sometimes that was that made you feel good getting on the airplane, but we've come a long way, and I'm proud of those guys in that room that were there for those years and sticking it out, and keeping a great attitude, and continuing to improve. And now they get to play in a postseason. It's a great feeling.
Third row on your left, Britt.
Brendan, you mentioned a lot of your club doesn't have postseason experience. What do you remember about the run you had as part of the Cubs, and what can you maybe take with that this playoffs, whether it's hostile crowds or maybe how quickly the game changes? What do you remember about how different the postseason baseball can be?
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, I know that there's a lot to go through. There's a lot to go to it that if you, when you have experience and you kind of know what it feels like already, I think our guys, I don't think our guys are going to be bothered by it. And that's what I felt like about those 15, 16 Cubs, even though we did have a few veteran guys with some postseason experience, but we were a young team too. And we went into Pittsburgh in a wild card game after winning 97 games, and Jake Arrieta threw a 9-inning shutout with zero fear. And I think that's kind of what our guys are kind of built like. For me, we've played postseason type of games this last few weeks. It's hard to hold on to a division lead. It's hard to lose a couple games, the first two games of a series against a team that's trailing you, and then win the next two. It's not easy to do. So for me, we showed a ton of character in those kind of postseason-like atmospheres. I mean, I'm talking about those two games against Tampa here. And just how they rallied around each other, stayed together, didn't drop their head. There wasn't any sort of negativity about losing those first two, but came back and win those next two, showed me a ton about our team.
Go up front on your right.
Brandon, now that you've had some time to kind of study the Rangers, what do you make of that team, and how do you feel you guys match up against them?
Yeah, it's one of the best offenses in baseball, if not the best offense in baseball, and they're extremely dangerous, athletic, power. A ton of power. Corey Seager, seen him a ton. Seen him hurt. I've been on teams where he's really hurt us. Just a really special hitter and a really great player. But they have a ton of switch hitters in their lineup. They're really balanced. So when we face a lefty, you're going to see four or five of each on each side. Their pitching's different, obviously, with DeGrom being out. But, you saw what Jordan Montgomery can do, and we've seen that also in New York, and we know what Nate Eovaldi can do. We've seen him a lot when we were in Boston. He was in Boston. So they have really good starting pitching. It's a really good roster. And so we have our work cut out for us, And but you know, I think we're a good club also, and I think it's gonna be a good series.
We'll stay right there,
Brandon. I'm curious how well you know Bruce Bochy, and what do you remember about going up against those Giants teams? I know you faced him in 2016.
I don't know Bruce very well. The last time I remember when he was here was when he was with the Giants, and I think it was a kind of a retirement. He's back managing, but we gave him a gift, I think, or we honored him on the field, and that was special for me, honestly, because I grew up in the Bay Area. You know, Bruce Bochy, I had an unbelievable amount of respect for, and I watched closely how he ran games, especially in San Francisco years. We competed against them in 16 in that divisional series in San Francisco, but he's so good. Especially at that time, without the three-batter minimum, the way he could match up out of the bullpen, the way his players love playing for him—you never heard a bad thing ever about Boch from a player. And he's absolutely—he's got the most respect, you know, an unbelievable amount of respect from everybody in this game, just for how he can run a game and the respect he has from players.
Do two more, second row on your left,
Brandon. You guys haven't been swept all year. Your longest losing streak was four. What does that tell you about your team, and how does that help you in the postseason?
I'm not really sure. I think that I get asked that a lot, why we haven't been swept. I don't know the answer to that, except I know that our guys show up at the ballpark expecting to win. Whether it's we lost the last couple or won the last couple, I think that it's a pretty consistent mindset. I think the next day starting pitcher always helps. But our guys like to play. Even in our tough years, I felt like we didn't come to the ballpark the next day with the attitude of a carryover. I think our group has done a great job of not carrying over to the next day, and that's possibly the reason why.
Third row.
And Brandon, Adderley just said it earlier. He said this: the guys in this clubhouse care about each other. And different guys have said that along the way. How does that happen from your point of view, and what is the value of that in this game?
Yeah, well, it's a huge deal, just because you're living together for 6 months and you're in such close quarters and you're fighting with each other, you're fighting together on a nightly basis. How does it happen? I think it started a long time ago, and we created a pretty good clubhouse culture in some really lean years. And like I said, a ton, you couldn't walk into our clubhouse two or three, 4 years ago and feel that it was a 100-loss team, but there was actually, a genuine positivity that was going on. Some of those core guys are still here, and I think that they've carried that into this year. I thought we got helped last year by a few veteran guys that hated to lose, and Robbie Chirinos and Rugi and Jordan Lyles. That started kind of last year for me, where we started expecting to win, and then you get a little bit younger, you get more talented with Adley and Gunner and these guys that are ultra competitors, and they just have meshed extremely well. And then the veteran guys we have on this club this year have done the same thing, where it's awesome leadership, take care of each other, team first attitude, and it's generally a really selfless group that enjoy playing pool together after games or doing things on off days. And that's, for me, that's when you have a true team, and that's what this team has become.
Brandon, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.